B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. It is time for Bring the Heat. It's been a nice vacation for me from the OK guy. Not having to deal with...
We got into it.
The OK guy?
Yeah.
Andrew? He brought his usual level of small-time
thinking. He left two messages. And one was when the Phillies were losing, and then one was when the Phillies came back and won against the Dodgers.
Oh, he premature called the
He left a message.
They're done.
We got all excited for nothing, okay, and all that stuff. And then Anthony was critical, even after the win, because it was, Hector Neris blew another save, and they were lucky that they came back and won.
Yep.
And then the okay guy was upset that Anthony was still calling out the team, and he said, oh, we're still in the playoff race, okay.
Oh, geez.
So he left two separate messages.
He's like a fish on a dock, just flip-flopping around.
Okay.
Now, was he present Thursday and Friday?
We didn't do it, Bring the Heat.
You gave it a rest?
Yeah, we gave it a rest. It was for you guys.
All right.
This is your segment.
All right.
You can have it.
Let's see what we got today.
Here you go again, Gabe-alicious. Back's feeling heavy. What, do you have water weight gain like Patrick Stack? Baseball manager. Come on, what are you, Richard Simmons?
I tend to bloat when I have a lot of sodium.
No, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
When he talked about Eflin?
Yeah.
That his body is too heavy?
He's not overweight.
No.
But it's too heavy, and he's feeling heavy. What does that mean,
and
dude?
And his pictures are, and his stuff is light.
So he's a heavy body with light stuff.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
Correct. That's what he said.
Why he's pitched poorly in his last four starts.
How about he just stinks?
How about he's not a big league pitcher? Is that an acceptable reason?
No, he's again, I don't even know why we even go down this road. It's the same nonsense. Hey, here's the problem with him. This same old rhetoric, just not going to work. It's not working. It's not going to work. It doesn't work over a long season.
I told you, I'm no effing Dallas Green.
You're right.
I never will be.
Did you catch the...
What do you mean, a World Series champion?
Did you catch the piece where he said how courageous his team is?
Ooh, I did not hear that. Do we have audio of that we can dig up after?
His team's courageous.
Ooh, very courageous.
As though they've won a Purple Heart.
They reminded me of Meg Ryan in Courage Under Fire.
Yeah, he's a clown.
We're out in Pittsburgh, and the Phillies are playing the Pirates on a Saturday night. And it's 50 days until Eagle season. Let me get it, boys. E-S-E-L-E-S-E-R.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I
dude,
love that.
That's a great chant.
Now, that was awesome. See, we just got to tweak this line. See, I want calls like that. And even the first guy like it, the Gabe-alicious guy, is good. He's good. But I want a different bed. Like, we got to change this up for football.
You want to get some samples, and we'll do it right here on the program.
Because you're good at coming up with the bed.
Yeah, my stuff's a little too aggressive. Yeah,
but it needs to be not as hot takey and not okay guy-ish.
Yeah, it needs to have.
And you got
to
be other things like just like that call. Like, we're in Pittsburgh. We're watching the Phillies. It's 50 games.
Get a chant again.
Like, that was a great chant.
Great. That was good. A lot of bodies, contributing on that chant.
That's a chant.
Those guys keep time like Mozart.
That's a chant.
And that was at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
That's awesome.
They took over with the Eagles chant, too. Phil's take two of three. We got Eagles chants. That's good.
Couple of Iron Cities in the boys out there, I'm sure.
Nice.
That beer tastes like garbage. What's next?
Jason, welcome back. I missed your face. The breeze came through yesterday. Broke the rubber bats. Some extra innings against the Pittsburgh Rejects Bears to take the series. A day of rest today, and then off to the Motor City to take on the Detroit Frosted Flakes. Low-fat milk only. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
my is right.
Detroit Boston Flames.
Oh, Gabriel great. Gets to stick around, right?
I love Gabriel. Oh, yeah. He's great. He's great. He's terrific.
I can't wait to hear Gabriel on the Eagles this season.
He's got to do...
Like giving us blow-by-blow.
He's got to come on as Doug now. See if he can do Doug. I bet you he could.
Gosh, it went great.
Like, he's instead of a, you know, Gabriel, he's just Gosh. He's got to be Gosh. Gosh, Douglas, you know.
Hi, Jason, it's Douglas.
Gosh, Jason, it's Douglas.
Oh, yeah, golly.
Yeah.
Doug uses those, like, wholesome words.
Yeah, he is.
He's like Little House on the Prairie.
Richie Cunningham.
Yeah. It's
next. I got a bone to pick the bro, the Chunas, out there on Thursday, and the heat. They should have been inside and underneath the air conditioner.
No one cares.
Yeah, they were complaining about the heat out there at their broadcast.
It gets wild. I mean,
it's hot.
I don't know.
We got through it. And I made sure to mention, hey, we're complaining about the heat, but if you're actually working outside.
You're a roofer.
Like, we feel for you guys. Yeah. And
yeah, you're blacktop.
Stay hydrated. Yeah. Talked about the people doing construction in the city.
Yeah.
People working on roofs.
I'll tell you, that is hard. When it's hot like that, too,
you can't get air.
You
can't do nothing.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And you don't even need to move to sweat.
No.
It just pours off you.
Yeah.
It was.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you being in California, there's just no humidity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's outrageous. I mean, the weather's... It's the best weather in the world.
Yeah, it can be 81 degrees here, and if it's humid, it doesn't matter. It's still just gross.
Right. No, it's 78 and, like, perfectly, not a cloud in the sky, and you just feel alive. Like, yeah. I get that weather thing's real.
Yeah.
At nighttime, I mean, you know, it's 62 degrees.
What do you think about, like, San Fran's weather in the summer?
Well, they're different because their weather pattern's different. And
yeah.
Their summer is in September, October.
That's when it's the hottest there?
Yeah. It's hot. In October, it'll be 85 degrees. But in the summertime, San Francisco, it's like 65.
68 and like 55 at night.
Yeah.
That's not even great.
No, it's in low 60s, yeah.
Is that right? Oh, that's like fall.
Yeah, well, that's their because season.
The way it's in that Bay Area.
Yeah, but
you go to that mountain, this is a whole different story.
Right, but if you look at that city, come October, that's summertime.
Wow. 610-632-0975. That's Bring the Heat. Hit the Bring the Heat line, 610-771-9751. It's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.